possible spending deal reached. I'm Jane Fergus, Fox News. Congressional leaders have reportedly reached a deal to avoid a partial government shutdown later this month. Fox News confirms that leadership in the House and Senate have come to an agreement on overall funding levels for the federal government. The government is currently funded through January 19th, with a second deadline hitting on February 2nd. Well, this weekend's powerful nor'easter still causing trouble in New England. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne is in Manchester, New Hampshire.
It feels so cold because we have wind chills in the teens. So it is just pretty frigid out here on top of the snow that really has kind of picked up as far as speed goes. So you're not going to see many people downtown walking about anymore. I think people are taking cover with things picking up a little bit for us here in Manchester, but a lot of people are curious to see how much snow we end up with when this is all said and done. It sounds like we've got about 6 inches here in Manchester so far. It's possible, you know, that number could near a foot, so we'll have to see what happens when all is said and done.
A different story in New York City, where the storm dropped less than an inch of snow, continuing a record deficit. A medical scare involving the Secretary of Defense comes to light.
Concerns are being raised after the Pentagon reportedly waited several days to notify President Biden and other top officials that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was hospitalized in the ICU. The 70-year-old was admitted to Walter Reed Medical Center Monday night after apparently suffering complications from an elective surgery. Austin is said to be recovering well and has resumed his full duties. President Biden says he has complete confidence in Austin.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. In a statement, Secretary Austin says he takes full responsibility. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Pope Francis performs an after-Christmas tradition at the Vatican. Here's Fox's Kathleen Maloney.
The Pope baptized 16 babies one by one in the Sistine Chapel Sunday. Among the babies carried by their parents to the pontiff were twins, a boy and a girl. Pope Francis used a shell-shaped container to pour baptismal water over the head of each child, and he pronounced each of their names. He also remarked that the babies were being unusually quiet, but he predicted one would soon start crying and the others would join in. That didn't happen this year. At the end of the ceremony, the Pope asked parents to make sure their children learn the date of their baptism and celebrate it every year like a birthday. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Republican candidates are gearing up for the first primary contest of the 2024 presidential election, with the Iowa GOP caucus just over a week away. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has campaigned heavily in the state, hoping to upset former president and current frontrunner Donald Trump. Still, the governor faces poor polling. He joined the Fox News Rundown podcast to share his strategy for winning Iowa.
We feel like we've got a lot of momentum behind us right now with how things have gone for us in the last month or so, and we're going to ride that all the way into caucus night.
The latest Real Clear Politics average of Iowa polls shows former President Trump with more than 51%, Ron DeSantis with more than 18%, and Nikki Haley at just over 16%. A cold winter and limited provisions are creating urgency for recovery efforts in Japan after a recent earthquake. Rescue teams are working through snow to get supplies to isolated villages in western Japan. The area was rattled by a powerful 7.6 magnitude earthquake last Monday. I'm Jane Fergus. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.